State Department spokesman Sean McCormick says clemency would help end a chapter of political turmoil and bring the Ethiopian people closer together. The 35 were sentenced Monday, while 8 others received lesser sentences. They were convicted of involvement in demonstrations 2 years ago, in which hundreds of thousands of people protested the results of national elections. Almost 200 people, including 6 police, were killed during the protests. The trials drew widespread criticism from Ethiopia's opposition, the international community, and human rights groups. They accused Prime Minister Meles Zenawi of using the courts to stifle his opponents. The critics also point to a wider crackdown against the opposition in Addis Ababa and throughout Ethiopia. One leading opposition figure, Merera Gudina, says he expects that the prisoners will be freed. But he says that will do nothing to address his concern that the opposition has been frozen out of the political scene.
Well, it can help the release of the prisoners, no doubt about that. But the problem is, I'm not sure whether it can move forward to the Ethiopian politics. The democratization process is generally frozen. As far as the release of the prisoners are concerned, the wind in the city looks like they are going to achieve that. As far as the larger political process in the country is concerned, I don't think much could be achieved.
The government's move to squelch the protests and its subsequent crackdown has put the United States in an awkward position. The United States is Ethiopia's most important ally and has cooperated closely with it during its invasion of Somalia, which began on Christmas Eve. U.S. officials have been careful not to speak out against the Ethiopian government's poor human rights record. Washington has not criticized the trials and only expressed concern when prosecutors in the trial asked for the death penalty. On Tuesday, the state-run Ethiopian Herald newspaper published a letter in which the prisoners acknowledged making mistakes and requested the government pardon them. The country's president must make the final decision, but the law gives him almost no power, and any release must have Prime Minister Meles' consent. Opposition party member Merera and others say the letter from the jailed leaders may not be genuine. It could be a new government attempt to taint the opposition and resurrect its image in the face of international condemnation.
As it should be television, radio, the serious propaganda war against them. It's not the normal national reconciliation. It looks like that they are really the government interest to humiliate them rather than stretching its hands for national reconciliation. That is what makes me, skeptical, whether we are moving forward or not.
Those sentenced to life in prison were convicted of trying to overthrow the government when they took part in post-election demonstrations in 2005. An independent investigation later concluded that the government responded too harshly in crushing the demonstrations. Nick Wadhams for VOA News, Nairobi.